next we have Carolyn coming to read on behalf of the lovely, lovely Pat.
Yay!
Pat.
Cara raced down the corridor of the hospital. She stopped at the nurse's station. I'm here for Jay. My mum, Jay. Am I in time? Please, let me be in time. The young nurse nodded and touched Cara's arm. This way. She led her to a small private room. Cara walked quietly over to the bed. I'm here, mum. I'm right here. Jay lifted her hand and stroked her daughter's hair. Cara, here you are, my girl. Listen, come closer, closer. I need to tell you something. You need to know that I'll always be with you. Cara smiled. I know. Of course I know. No, listen, I'm serious. I'm going to be with you when you need me, always. I know, I know. I'm coming back to you as a bird. When you need me, I'll be there. That little bird on your shoulder. She's delirious, Cara thought, and smiled. This was just like mum, joking till the end. 3 years later, slam. It felt good to see the door frame rattle as she stormed out of the house. Cara had lived there for the past 3 years. She thought about the landlord who'd ignored her pleas to fix the central heating, the cooker, and sort out the mould. She stopped, turned and gave the door a powerful kick. Temper, temper, said the little bird on her shoulder. Don't you start, said Cara. I'm following my dream, just like you always said I should. I'm done with the East Marsh. I'm heading west. Cara swung her backpack over her shoulder and tapped Jay on the beak. Life hasn't exactly been great since you shuffled off this mortal coil, and I need a new start. Cara flicked Jay off her shoulder. Listen, Cara, I know I've always encouraged you to think big, but is packing up and leaving really the right thing to do? I've been reading about the West Marsh, and I know that's where I belong. Nothing is going to stop me. Nothing. My mate Holly said I can live with her until I get my own place. Stubborn little cow, aren't you? Jay flew back onto Cara's shoulder and pecked her ear. Cara smiled. You're not helping at all. Well, are you with me or not? Cara, I promised I would never leave you. Of course I'm with you. I'll always be with you. Under her breath, she whispered, but I know you're making a big mistake. What did you say? Oh, nothing, Cara, nothing. Jay flew off ahead. Cara rolled her eyes. Now where are you going? I've got to see a man about a dog, or should I say, a man about a fish. Cara stared after her, and the bird turned and winked at her daughter. At Victoria Street, Cara waited impatiently for the red man to turn green, and then there she was, at Corporation Bridge. Now all she had to do was take one step onto the bridge and cross over to her new life in the West. But just as she stepped across the threshold, a man appeared. Excuse me, she said, but you're in my way. I know, was all he said. He was dressed in a yellow sou'wester, a bright yellow hat, and at his feet was a large basket of fish. He didn't have any fishing lines, hooks, or nets. Cara raised her eyebrows. I need to get past and you're in my way, so move. No. Listen, mate, what's your problem? He mimicked Cara's voice. Listen, mate, what's your problem? Well, at the moment, my problem is you. He threw his head back and laughed. Forget it, okay? There's another footpath on the other side. I'll take that one. But closed for maintenance. Pardon, said Cara. It is closed for maintenance. It's fenced off entirely, no through way. This is ridiculous. It's simple. I need to get over that bridge. You're in my way. You move that basket of fish and move yourself and let me pass. Why do you need to cross? To go egging back of doigs. In other words, it's none of your business. Oh, Cara, 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 you can't pass. Wait, stop right there. How do you know my name? She was right about you. You're a feisty one. Hey, stop talking in riddles and move, now. But the man just stared at Cara and broke into song. I would but I can't, I could but I shan't. As hard as you try and use all of your might, you cannot cross till you've found your light. Karen stared at him. Eh? The man rolled his eyes. I would but I can't. Stop. I heard you the first time. I have no idea who you are, what you're talking about, what you're doing here, or what you want with me. And I have no idea how you caught those fish without a rod. I'm telling you right now, I've had enough. I'm off.